This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
So Sydney McSprocket's everyday items with the support from the Royal Commission for the 1851 exhibition.
Oh, hello. It's lovely to see you back. I'm just making the final adjustment to a very special invention of mine. A ham spanner, no less. Now, you'll like this. No, that wasn't supposed to happen. Never mind, more important matters at hand today. I've a shopping list to write. I need a few essentials, and my wee niece Denise from Dumfries is having a birthday, and I mustn't forget to purchase her presents. I'll just grab a fresh sheet of paper. And off we go. Now, I can see from the post-it note I placed on my fridge that the present she would like most of all is a balloon that plays a tune. Still not entirely sure whether she'll find one of those. Nevertheless, let's write that at the top of my list. Now, where's my pen? Oh, how provoking. There's never a pen to hand when you need one. Here's a pencil. That'll do. Item one. A balloon that plays. Oh, now will you look at that? The lead's gone and snapped. Perhaps this calls for a proper pen. My very special ink pen. Here it is. Oh, but it looks like it's out of ink. Ah, here's the ink. I just need to top up the cartridge. Oh, scrims! There's ink absolutely everywhere. What a mess. Ah, well, I never liked that rug anyway. Now, you see, what I need is a more modern kind of pen. Something that won't leak or break. What I need is a ballpoint pen. Ballpoint pens, of course. They're an extremely handy everyday item. You know the sort of thing. They're normally made of light plastic and have a tiny ball at the point. That's the ball point, of course. Fairly self-evident, that part. It ensures the ink rolls smoothly onto the page without any messy spills like this one here. Whilst I clean up this mess, I'll get the patented future scrutineer to tell you a bit more about these very sensible scribble sticks. Phew, works up a sweat, I can tell you.
The first type of ballpoint pen was invented in 1888 by a leather tanner named John Lord. He wanted to be able to write on his leather products, something that pencils and ink pens just couldn't do. He designed a pen that had a ball that rolled the ink onto the surface, a totally new way of writing.
Now, what he invented did work, to a fashion, but it never really took off. All because of one thing. The ink.
Ink, in the early ballpoint pens, was a problem. If the ink was too thin, the pen would leak. Too thick, and it would clog. And sometimes, in certain weather conditions, the ink would actually do both.
Disaster! You'd never get a shopping list written with all those problems.
Over the next 50 years, all sorts of ballpoint pens were created, but no one could get the ink right. So, until the 1930s, fountain pens were the most common way of getting words onto paper.
Which is when another fantastic inventor stepped in to sort it all out. Thank goodness!
Laszlo Bardo was a newspaper editor who was getting very tired with his leaky ink pens. Like all editors, Laszlo did a lot of writing, as well as spending lots of time filling up his ink pens. Laszlo's work was often ruined when the ink smudged or the tips of his pens tore the pages.
But he noticed that the printing ink they used to make the newspapers dried quickly and didn't smudge. So he made a pen to use the same ink. Simple!
Ballpoint pens became increasingly popular. Designs changed and improved over the years, including an innovation in the 1950s, the retractable tip. By clicking on a button at the end of the barrel, the tip could be safely stowed away.
Hee-hee! Just like this one, look! Now you see it? Oh, no you don't. Magic. In all that clearing up, I've discovered a ballpoint pen that's perfect for completing my shopping list. So, item one. A balloon that plays a tune. Och, will you look at the clock? It's time for the tea cake. Tutty bye for now, everyone. Although, I best add to my list that I need some carpet cleaner for inky spills, too. Oh, what a mess.
So Sydney McSprocket's Everyday Items, with the support from the Royal Commission for the 1851 exhibition.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.